AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. This is a good time to be a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Of course, it was a little shaky at first.
Not a good time to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
It was a great game. I mean, both teams played great, but sad. Very sad we had it. Sad.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes pulled off some late-game magic with two fourth-quarter touchdowns in Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. The Chiefs beat the Eagles with a late field goal, 38-35. Here's Greg Eklund.
After a Super Bowl loss to Tampa Bay 2 years ago and losing in the AFC Championship last year, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the Super Bowl MVP.
I appreciate it because of the failures. I mean, the failure of losing the Super Bowl and losing the AFC Championship game, it gives you a greater appreciation to be standing here as a champion.
Mahomes threw for 3 touchdowns and 182 yards while using 9 different receivers. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
At halftime, it was the Rihanna show. Rihanna not only performed on one of the highest pressure shows on earth, she did it while pregnant. Rihanna's representative later confirmed she's expecting her second child. She had her first in May. 4 objects have been shot down by the U.S. over the last 8 days. The latest in Michigan, an unidentified object over Lake Huron yesterday, on orders from President Biden. Glenn Van Herk is head of NORAD in U.S. Northern Command.
What we're seeing is very, very small objects that produce a very, very low radar cross-section.
Van Herk says part of the reason for the repeated shootdowns is a heightened alert following a spy balloon from China that emerged over U.S. airspace. Since then, fighter jets last week also shot down objects over Canada and Alaska. Pentagon officials say they pose no security threats, but are ruling nothing out, not even UFOs. This is AP News. Recent revelations about Republican election strategies in Milwaukee targeting minorities comes as no surprise to some black voters.
A Wisconsin election commissioner bragged about low turnout in predominantly black and Latino neighborhoods during last year's elections. Then an audio recording surfaced showing Andrew Iverson, head of the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, laughing behind closed doors about efforts to reach black voters in 2020.
Tom's is going to continue to fan the flame and get the word out about Democrats trying to steal this election.
Many people who voted this past week in the state's primaries, like Dwayne Walls, said they had long felt targeted by Republicans.
They know the effect of voter ID. They know the effect of all these things that they say are for security, but it's not.
I'm Julie Walker.
His representative says rapper Trugoy the Dove of De La Soul has died at the age of 54. Ed Donahue, AP News.